Now you have the relationship to other believers. Let love be without dissimulation. That is, let love be without hypocrisy. Don't pat another person on the back, another believer, and say something to them that's hypocritical that you don't mean. Let love be without hypocrisy. Express your hatred of that which is evil. Stick like adhesive tape to that which is good. These are three marvelous things for believers in his relationship to others. Don't be hypocritical with other believers. And then stand for something. Don't be a Mr. Milquetoast. When you find out that there's something wrong in the church, stand up and say it, my friend. And when you are on a board and you find out that things are being done that are not honest, my friend, you're to stand up for the truth. We've got too many willy-nillies today. We've got too many goody-goody gumdrops, Priscilla Goodbodies, these sweet little things today that haven't the intestinal fortitude to stand on their feet and stand for that which is honest. And that's the reason a great many fundamental churches are in trouble today, because they don't have men and women with backbone to stand for the things of God. Express your hatred for that which is evil. That's the thing a Christian should do in relationship to other believers. Stick like adhesive tape to that which is good. Stand, have a principle. Oh, the compromisers today inside of even our fundamental churches. Now he says, as to your brotherly love, have family affection one to another, for your code of honor, deferring to one another. Never flag in zeal. That's business of not being slothful in business. That's not what he's talking about. Never flag in your zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit, serving the Lord. My, how wonderful these things are here. Have a code of honor and be aglow with the Spirit of God and never flag in zeal. Have a zeal for the things of God and serve the Lord. And that points everything in Christian conduct toward this focal point, serve the Lord. How important that is. Then, as to your brotherly love, have family affection. Now, two believers are closer together than two blood brothers if one of them is saved and the other's not. Here are three men sitting here. Two of them are identical twins. One's a Christian, the other's not. Sitting next to the believer is a man from Africa. His color of his skin is different. His whole culture, background is different, but he's a believer. Now, may I say that the twin that's a Christian and this black brother, they are closer together than the twins are. I started to say two twins, but what other kind of twins are there? But two. And so they are closer together than that. And that's the reason that we should recognize we're in the same family. Now, you ought to be nicer to me than you are, because you're going to live with me through eternity. And you better start trying to get along with me and putting up with my peculiar ways. But wait just a minute. I'll have a new body then. I'll get rid of the old nature, and you will too. It's going to make it better for both of us.